I hold the rope again and walk very slowly. It is very dark. They cannot see anything, but they hear strange voices. Howls, roars, screams, and sounds of footsteps walking around them. And birds. Isn't that interesting? They are singing in the middle of the night, but there's no bird around. Finally, they find a shelter. It is surrounded with thick bushes. They decide to sleep there. Max and William sleep first. Kevin keeps guard. He watches the forest. He hears the birds. The second guard is Max. The third guard is William. Fortunately, the morning sun starts shining. They are very happy. They are also very hungry. They pick wild berries and eat them for breakfast. They hear voices again. The birds are singing, but they can't see any birds around. Kevin talks to his friends. There's something wrong with the birds. I can hear their voices from far away. Tell me, can you hear any birds? Where are they? Forget about them, please. We have to make a plan. What shall we do now? Says William. We can walk to the main road and go back home. We don't have a tent. We don't have food. We can't camp here anymore, says Max. Or we can try to find a camping place. We can find some people to help us. Maybe they have an extra tent. This is my first camping adventure, and I don't want it to end, says William. Or we can follow the voices of the birds, says Kevin. They discuss the options for a while, and they decide to stay. First, they will find the camping area. Then, they will find the birds. After a few hours of walking, they reach a river. This is good, because they are very thirsty. They decide to rest there. They will find some wild fruits and eat them. Then, Kevin shouts with excitement. Look! There are footprints there. We are close to the camping area. The footprints are fresh. They follow the footprints. There are three different footprints. That means there are at least three people. They walk for a while. The voices of the birds are loud now. They go on following the footprints. The voices of the birds are very loud now. I have a bad feeling, says Max. Then they see a strange place. Look at that. I can't believe it, says Kevin. William looks at the place and mutters, Oh my God, we are in trouble. The boys hide behind a bush. William and Max are sitting. Kevin is standing and telling them what he sees. There are three men. They are carrying something in their hands. I think they have guns. I'm scared, Kevin, shouts William. Hush, says Kevin, and he continues. There is a cage. It is huge. I think there are thousands of birds in it. These men are bird thieves. We have to go to the police, says Max. Yes, but we should rescue the birds first, before these men sell them, says Kevin. They decide to wait for the night. They will rescue the birds when the men sleep. Here is the plan, says Kevin. There is only one cage. We will watch the men. We will wait for the right time. Then we will open the cage's door. It will be very easy. Maybe they will fall asleep, says Max. Or maybe they will play cards and forget about the birds for a moment, says William. Just like in the movies, he adds. What do you think? Will it really be that easy? The three men are sitting in front of the cage. They are walking, chatting, laughing, but not sleeping. The three kids are watching them from behind the bush. A few hours pass like that. It is very dark now. Nothing happens. Then the men go into the little hut. They start playing cards, just like in the movies. There is no curtain in the window. The kids can see the men. Now, says Kevin. The kids crawl to the cage. They can hear the men's voices. They are telling jokes and laughing loudly. Kevin reaches the cage's door. There's no lock on it. A large stick is keeping the door closed. He lifts the stick. The door opens and the birds start to sing. Then he hears a voice. Stop, or I will shoot you. Kevin opens the cage's door and the kids start running. But the men are after them. Stop, shout the men. Run, shouts Kevin. The men are right behind them. The kids can feel their breath on their necks. Just at that moment, a strange thing happens. The birds flee from the cage. Thousands of them. It is impossible to see anything. All you can see is birds. The men cannot see the kids because of the birds. The kids run away and find a secure place. They wait for the morning and walk to the main road. The kids rescue the birds from the bad men. The birds rescue the kids from the bad men. When the kids reach their home, they go to the police and tell them everything. The next morning, Kevin buys a newspaper and shows it to his friends.